Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Kiddushin Samach, Kiddushin 60A, pagination is 119. We're starting from the Mishnah on the third wide line. Ha'omer le'isha, a person says to a woman, Areat mikudeshes li, you should be mikudeshes to me, and he's giving her a pruta, a coin, something to do Kiddushin with right now. Almanas, but there's an additional condition, she'etin loch masayim zuz, that I'll give you 200 of a certain coin. Harezi mikudeshes, she's mikudeshes, v'hu yitain, but he has to give the additional money to fulfill the condition. So again, he's giving a pruta now, he's making a condition that he's going to give more money later, he will give that more money later, and then we will know for sure, clearly, that she's mikudeshes because he fulfilled the condition. Let's skip to the Gemara about four lines later. Itmar, we learned. Rav Huna Omar v'hu yitein. Rav Huna said, it's mikudeshes now, but he's going to have to give. Rav Yehuda Omar l'chishe yitein. Rav Yehuda said, when he will give, then it will be a good kiddushin. But right now, we have nothing. The Gemara explains, Rav Huna Omar v'hu yitein. Rav Huna says, and he will give. Tana'a have, it's a condition. Mekayim tana'a v'ozil. You could fulfill your condition and keep moving. Which means that the original moment is the real kiddushin. And there's a condition that's waiting to be affirmed. A little bit like, if a person says to a woman, you should be mikudeshes to me with this coin, conditional that my father agrees. So once we have the agreement of the father, we know that the father's agreeing. So the real kiddushin is happening right now. Rav Yehuda Omar, the dissenting opinion of Rav Yehuda says, L'cheshe yitein, it's only going to be kiddushin once you actually fulfilled the condition. L'chi yoiv, when you give the 200 coins, have a kiddushi, it's going to be a good kiddushin. Hashta mi'a lo have a kiddushi, right now, it's not a good kiddushin. Mai beinayhu, what's the difference between Rav Huna, who says it's a kiddushin now, and Rav Yehuda, who says it's a kiddushin once the condition was fulfilled? Ikebenayu, the difference is shepashta yada v'kibla kiddushin me'acher. Very, very dramatic difference. What happens if in the interim she accepted kiddushin from another man? Perhaps she got impatient that the 200 coins weren't being paid up. So she accepted a different kiddushin. L'Rav Huna lo have kiddushi. According to Rav Huna, it's not a good kiddushin, meaning that second kiddushin, because the first kiddushin is already a kiddushin. We're just waiting for the condition to be fulfilled. Once the condition is fulfilled, l'mafreya retroactively, the original kiddushin will take effect and be affirmed from the time that the original kiddushin occurred. Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, who says, L'chishet yitein, when you fulfill the condition, then we'll talk, have a kiddushi, the second kiddushin will be a good kiddushin, because the first kiddushin was not. Just as an aside, before we compare this case to Gittin, just as an aside, you may recall a Gemara on Mem Zayin 47 here in Kiddushin, where we discussed if a person does this type of Kiddushin, where he gives a small coin now, but the bulk of the money, the real condition, is going to be later, as opposed to he gives the bulk of the money now, and he just omitted one small coin. And we discussed over there the possibility of looking at it differently, that if a lot of money is owed, she's not bashful to demand payment. If, however, only a little bit is owed, so we discussed the possibility that she would be bashful and it would look like she's standing on principle or something, which is not so good for an incoming marriage, if she's just missing one little coin that he forgot to give. But in our case, this is clear cut. He still owes a significant amount of money. That was the condition. The full amount is to be paid later. And therefore, Rav Huna rules, which is the way we paskin, that the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin from now, provided that he fulfills the condition. The only way that we would know definitively that he's not fulfilling the condition is either if it was related to time and the time expired. He says, as long as I do it within 30 days. Or if he eventually dies and is not able to fulfill the condition. Otherwise, this type of Kiddushin leaves her very vulnerable, because if he gets delayed in fulfilling the condition, she's stuck. And if she ever makes her move and tries to marry somebody else, he can finally wake up, fulfill the condition, and validate the original Kiddushin. So, in certain ways, it leaves her in an uncomfortable position. The Gemara continues by relating this same concept and machlokes to Gittin. Utanan nami gabe Gittin. We have a similar discussion on the topic of divorce. Ha'omer le'isha. If a person says to a woman, Hareze giteich, this is your get, amanasha titni li masayim zuz. In this case, the condition was that she should give him 200 of these coins. Hareze migureshes, she is migureshes, v'hi titen, but she's going to have to give it in order to finalize the effectiveness and definitiveness of the get. Itmar, and we learnt regarding that statement that it's a get, but she's going to have to give. Rav Huna amar v'hi titen. Rav Huna says it's a get from now, provided that she gives. Rav Yehuda amar l'chesha titen. Rav Yehuda says, when she'll give, then it will be a get. And again, the Gemara explains, Rav Huna amar v'hi titen, as long as she gives, tana'a hava mekaima tana'a v'azla. It's a condition, as long as she can fulfill the condition, we're good. Rav Yehuda malichesha titein, Rav Yehuda argues and says, when she will give, l'chi yahiv olei huda haveget, hashtamia lo haveget. When she'll give, then it will be a get. Right now, it's not a get. Predictably, the Gemara asks, my benayu, what's the difference? Whether you learn that it's a get now, but she has to do, or you learn when she'll do, then it will be a get. Ike benayu, the difference is, sheniskareya haget, that the get was ripped in the interim, so that by the time you fulfill the condition, there is no get that she's holding. If you hold like Rav Huna, that the get already took effect, it's just a condition that has to be fulfilled, so then such a case would be a good gerushin, a good divorce. If, however, when she'll fulfill the condition, then it will be a get, so the get still has to be intact for it to take effect at this time when the condition is fulfilled. Osha avad, or if the get got lost. And in Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought, another possibility is mentioned. What happens if he died in the interim? As long as she can fulfill whatever the condition was, according to Rav Huna, it would still be a get, but l'Rav Yehuda lo have a get. According to Rav Yehuda, it would not be a get, because ein get l'achar misa, he can't give a get once he's dead. And likewise, if the get isn't around, it can't take effect. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.